welcome back to the Campus Chronicle podcast. I'm your host, Ben Hemmer, and we're back. We were. It was nice to be back. And Jaden will be here. He'll be popping in here shortly and be recapping my sports team. So let's get right into it. You know, my Northwest Wolves beat the Dowling Catholic Maroons in girls basketball. I watched the whole game, or I did not watch the whole game. I watched the up until halftime is when I started watching, and a great win, and I'm very proud of how hard they played, and it's just really cool to see, you know, them win, right? And I've seen them be down before. Me and Jaden were at that game. Me and Jaden were at the game where, you know, Northwest, they beat Dowling, right? And it was at home. It was at Northwest gymnasium. And it was very – it was a great game by the Milwaukee Northwest Wolves girls basketball team. And, you know, now they have Johnson, you know, tonight, 26-game winning streak – or – 70-game winning streak on the line. They're 70-0, 26-0 this year, and it's going to be a great test, you know, and I'm very excited for it. I will be in attendance, and I'm going to watch my Wolves come out with a well-hard-fought victory. It's going to be fun. I cannot wait for the game. It's going to be great. I expect a lot of people to be at the game and to show up and to be there. And just my overall thoughts on the Dowling game. I thought Romy Crowett played well. Vonna Bilic played very well. Sadie McCann played well. You know, Northwest doesn't have a flashy player on their team, right? They don't, but they play the game the right way, right? They play the game smart. They're physical. They're tough. And they play the game the right way, and I am so proud of how hard they played. You know, they beat Dowling, and congratulations to them. I am very proud of them. I'm very proud of how hard that they played, and just a well hard fought victory. And you know, it's just a great time to be a Wolves fan. You know, our girls' sports are doing really well right now, and you know, it's very cool to see, you know, Wolf sports do well, especially girls sports. I will be in attendance for the game tonight, and I'm just super proud of them. You know, they work so hard, and you know, for those girls to get the victory over Dowling, which obviously, you know, me and Jaden were at the game where Northwest beat Dowling at home, and to see them, you know, they were down in that game, right? This game went to overtime, the Northwest game did, and for them to come back and to fight and to never give up, it just shows what type of team they are. They're a well, hard, fought team, and they don't give up, you know, and they keep grinding till the end. And the game went to overtime, and luckily Northwest was able to come out with the victory. And you know, I'm just so proud of how hard they played. And very, very proud of my Northwest Wolves. And
Good morning. Are you on the air?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a great win. And got Johnson tonight at 6 o'clock at the Casey Center in Des Moines. And looking forward to it. I will be there. And fortunately, one of my teams did not win last night. The Iowa basketball team played against the number 3 ranked Michigan at home. I thought Iowa was going to win, right? I really did. They unfortunately did not come away with the win. See what the score was here. So Iowa lost 71-68 against the Michigan Wolverines at home. And I thought the refs in this game were really bad. I thought that they kind of gave Michigan some calls that weren't great calls, right? And I thought Iowa got you know, they kind of got screwed over by the refs, but yeah, man, I just, Sturts played well. He was kind of off in the first half. First half, he was missing a lot of threes, but in the second half, he really came on. He really showed why he is going to be a lottery pick in the NBA and why he's going to be an All-American. And I'm disappointed that Iowa didn't win. But, I mean, you know, Michigan's ranked number three in the country for a reason, right? And I thought some of the, like I said, I think some of the calls did not go Iowa's way. And I thought that the refs played a big factor in that game. I think that they gave Michigan kind of some calls that weren't great calls necessarily, but kind of changed the turning point of the game. And, it's not good enough for Iowa. And, you know, now they have to go, I believe that they play Nebraska next. Yep, Sunday, March 4th at 4 o'clock, Iowa at number 9 ranked Nebraska. So they beat them once at home, but, you know, home is a lot different than the road, right? And if Iowa can beat Nebraska on the road, that'd be huge, right? Especially considering the fact that, you know, you beat them at home. You know, Price Sanford's on Nebraska. He's a former Hawkeye. If you can steal that game against Nebraska and, you know, just play well, right? And do I expect Iowa to win the game against Nebraska on the road? No, but if they can at least compete with them and they can just compete and they can hang with them, then I think I'll be happy at that. You know, I'm not expecting Iowa to go out there and get a win, right? I'm not expecting them to do well, but I am crazy that the college basketball regular season is wrapping up already. You know, we're going to be in March Madness here before you know it, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time. And speaking of Iowa, the Iowa women's basketball, they play tonight at 5:30 against Illinois in the Big Ten tournament. I'll probably be watching a little bit of it just because, again, I'm going down to the Casey Center tonight to watch my Walking Northwest Wolves play against the Johnson Dragons. So I won't be watching all the game, but I'll probably watch a little bit of it, probably the very beginning of it, just like, you know, maybe like 5 to 10 minutes of it. But, hopefully that Iowa can, you know, continue to win and continue to, play well, right? You know, it seems like Iowa peak well in March, right? And I think Iowa is going to go far in the tournament, right? And I cannot wait to see how they're going to do. I think that they're going to do really well. Now the question is just how far can they really go, right? Last year they went to the second round, obviously lost to Oklahoma. But this year I think they can go far. I think that they have, you know, more pieces. They have better players this year. And, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see how far this team can go and how, because, you know, when we had Caitlin Clark, everybody was singing a Final Four and national championship, but now we don't have her anymore. And, you know, what can it be? You know, if we can go to the Elite Eight, that would be a success. If we could go to the Final Four, that'd be an even bigger success. So, you know, just take care of business tonight against Illinois and get a good victory, because, you know, last time we played Illinois was at home, right? And we almost lost, right? And that was on senior night for the Iowa, or that wasn't senior night, but it was last game this year at Carver and for the women's team. And Illinois almost won. I thought that Illinois was going to win. And unfortunately, they didn't win, which is good. They play tonight at 5:30 at in Indianapolis, obviously where Caitlin Clark plays. Hopefully that she'll be in attendance. I don't think she will, because she is, I believe she's doing something with USA basketball, so I don't think that she'll be in attendance, but I think she'll be, I hope that she'll be watching, you know, watching her Hawkeyes play against the Illinois Fighting Illini. And let's just hope that Iowa doesn't look past them, right? You know, Big Ten tournament is where, you know, you kind of, you put it together, right? You put together your full team. You know what kind of team you're going to be, you know, come March Madness time. And I'm You know, if Hayden can do her thing like she does every game, you know, now they're going to start double-teaming Hayden a lot, right? They're going to start double-teaming her. But then you have a lot of great players, you know, when you double-team Hayden. You know, you can kick it out to Taylor Trumbo or to Fuhrbach, or you have Stolke, or you can give it to Hattie Diehl or Layla Hayes. So I think that it's going to be a fun time, you know, to watch March Madness for the girls and the guys teams too. And, you know, for the guys, it's going to be interesting to see how far they can go, right? And, you know, first-year coach Ben McCollum has done a great job. You know, he has 20 wins in year one. You know, it took Fran, I believe it took him like 3 to 4 years to get to 20 wins. But Ben McCollum's doing a great job. And, you know, I question some of his things. I question why, you know, Cooper Koch is starting. But overall, I think this season has been a great success. And, you know, and it's been a great season. You know, coming in this year, we didn't really know how good they'd be. We know that, you know, Ben McCollum obviously was a great coach. He was at the Northwest Missouri State Division II, you know, coached at in Division I for Drake for 1 year, brought over most of his guys like Bennett Sturts, Cam Manuel, Kel Combs, Tavion Banks. And so, yeah, it's, I think Hawkeye fans are really gonna, it's gonna be really cool to see what type of team Iowa, you know, they turn into right come March. And I am definitely looking forward to it. As a diehard Iowa fan, I'm looking forward to how far this team can go and how far that they can, you know, hopefully go in the March Madness, because March Madness comes around and Iowa's going to need to be ready, right? They're going to need to, you know, learn from their mistakes last night, right? I think that they, and I think one of the big reasons why Iowa didn't win last night is because they didn't take advantage of Michigan's turnovers, right? I believe Michigan had 17 turnovers in the game, and Iowa just did not take advantage. And when you don't take advantage of 17 turnovers, I'm not saying you need to take advantage of all of them, but, you know, even if you take advantage of, you know, 10 to 12 turnovers, I believe you win that game by 10 plus. So, but that's why Iowa didn't win, is because they didn't take care, they didn't score when they needed to. They didn't take advantage of Michigan's turnovers. And, you know, you're not going to win a game by like that. You're just not. Iowa only had 4, but you're just not going to win a game. And it's kind of weird how, you know, Iowa plays well against ranked teams at home, but then then they play unranked teams on the road, and then they struggle, right? And, like, a great example is that was this past Saturday. Iowa played against Penn State on the road, who's the worst team in the conference, and Iowa lost to them, right? And then they come home, and then they almost beat Michigan, the number 3 ranked team in the country at home. And it's kind of like, it doesn't make really any sense to me, but I mean, if that's how they play, that's how they play. So, but yeah, 20 wins in year one for Ben McCollum is a huge success. And, you know, right. And he brought over a bunch of, you know, D2 guys with him. And, so yeah, so yeah, you know, great success by the Iowa teams. And looking forward to see how they do in March. And we'll get Jaden on here soon. He'll be here. And got some Bears news here. The Bears traded DJ Moore to the Buffalo Bills for a 5th-round pick. You know, I was hoping that the Bears, that they would have traded for Max Crosby. I wish that they would have traded DJ Moore for Max Crosby, but apparently they didn't. And I don't like that move by Poles. I mean, I like getting the pick, but I'd rather have Max Crosby. And and then I think just last night they released Tremaine Edmonds, which is a great move. That's 2 moves down, and the next move is to re-sign Kevin Byard, right? And I'm confident that Ben and Ryan Poles will get that done, and that they'll sign good free agents. And Drew Dahlman retiring was the huge storyline for the Bears this year. That came two days ago, and I'm just still sitting here shocked that he retired, because he's a great center and he made the Pro Bowl this past year, and then he just decided to leave our team and decided to just, you know, he made the Pro Bowl. It was one of the stable parts of our offensive line this year, and he just decided to bounce. And you know, I knew what he was trying to do, but at the same time, it's just like, dude, like, why? And now we had to find a whole new center again. And that's not Poles' fault. I gave Poles a lot of hate. That wasn't Poles' fault. I mean, Drew Dahlman just decided to retire. And yeah, man, it's just so they released Tremaine Edmonds the other day, which I think cleared up a lot of cap space for the Bears, which was a great move by Poles. I'll give them credit for that. Trading DJ Moore to the Buffalo Bills. I mean, how many receivers does Josh Allen need, right? I mean, at this point, I mean, you can give him a bunch of washed up receivers and he'd, you know, be good. But yeah, we got a fifth round pick. I was hoping that we were going to trade him to the Raiders for Max Crosby, but again, I've been telling people this: if we don't get Max Crosby, Trey Hendrickson, or Myles Garrett, it's not good off season, right? And for Poles, and well, for Ryan Poles, he hasn't drafted one good Pro Bowler yet, right? You know, he had Joe Tooney, but he traded for them, right? And Brisker was close to being a Pro Bowler, but I mean, let's be honest: before Ben Johnson got here, Poles is not a good GM. I mean, he kept Matt Eberflus around; he gave him another season when he shouldn't have, which that was a mistake to keep Matt Eberflus and. He paid the price for it, and look what happened. We're not going to get into that, but they lost so many games that they should have won because of the 2024 season because of Matt Eberflus, right? And but yeah, and then Ben comes along. He goes out and trades for Joe Tooney, a Pro Bowler with the Patriots, a Pro Bowler with the Chiefs. Stables offensive line, goes out and gets Jonah Jackson, who played with him for the Lions, started with the Lions, and then went to the Rams, and then comes to the Bears with Ben again. And then they go out and they get Drew Dolman, who was a great center for, not a Pro Bowl center for the Falcons, but he was still a very good center. He was a very productive, you know, player for them. And so, yeah, it was kind of shocking that he retired, to be honest with you. I was not expecting it. You know, he was a very great, you know, part of the you know, the offensive line for the Bears, and just sad to see him, you know, retire, right? Because he's obviously a great player, and just sad to see him go. But, you know, it's interesting to see who they get next for their center. You know, a lot of, you know, people are wanting Linderbaum and all that stuff, but so yeah, it's interesting to see who they will go out and sign, and you know, looking forward to the future for the Chicago Bears. And so yeah, I just, the next step for Poles is to re-sign Kevin Byard, right? The safety that was obviously, you know, led the NFL in picks with 7, and the next step is just to re-sign him, right? To get him get him a new contract. And we obviously re-signed Tooney this past offseason before he even played a full season with us. And you know, that's our next step. And looking forward to the Chicago Bears season. We're just going to see who they sign. A lot of people want the Bears to actually go out and get, you know, Linderbaum from the Ravens, but I think he's going to cost a lot. And but yeah, we need to go out and we need to go all in for, you know, Crosby, obviously. And so yeah, there he is. Jaden's back, man. Back from his Arizona trip. From my adventure. Yep. Man. How was it, man? Was it good? It was. Yeah, we'll get Jaden Park on here to talk about his Arizona trip and how the Iowa State game was that he went to against Arizona. So yeah, man, we also got a lot to talk about too, Jaden, just about us at the Casey Center, man, the video, man, that was crazy. It did, bro. It did.
It has like
300 likes. Yeah, it does. It's crazy. So we had this. Me and Jaden went to the Casey Center. We, for DMAC intramural basketball game, Jaden, we were with media. Jaden was taking pictures, and we were going crazy, you know. Yeah, it went global, man. We're kind of, you know, DMAC famous, if you could say.
I got a Labubu. I got a Barack Obama Labubu.
That's nice, right? I like that. That's really cool. And how long were you there for in Arizona?
In Arizona, like 1.5 days.
1.5?
Not even like half.
Bro, you drove all the way there just to be there in a half day? That's crazy. So yeah, man, bro, this mic, bro.
Bopping around.
So yeah, Jaden, if you will, just real quick, just get into your Arizona trip. You know what you enjoyed about it, and
give me a second.
Yeah, he just got here, so
just forget it. I don't know what be going on with this mic, but
yeah,
let me lock it in. Like, isn't it locked right here? So why is it moving? Like,
I don't know, man. That's really interesting. We got a lot of. Do you see Drew Dahlman retired?
Yeah, you told me.
Dude, what happened? You know where I was when that happened? I was sitting in my bedroom watching the girls' basketball, and I get this ESPN notification from Adam Schefter, obviously, because he's the NFL's insider. And I look at it, and I see something about the Bears' job, and I was like, what is going on? And then I looked at that he retired, and I was like, dude, that's crazy. And he just came off a Pro Bowl season for the Bears.
Yeah.
Was a stable part of the Bears' offensive line, and he just retired. Enough of me getting into that. Jaden, how was your Arizona trip?
You know, it was I'd rate it like a solid 7.8 out of 10, I was telling people, because like there's obviously better attractions and places to see. Like, you can go overseas and like go to Europe and like all that, but like it's still like I've never been that far down.
So how was the Iowa State game?
You know, the refs weren't too good, you know, but you can't ever like blame it on the refs. Like,
last night, the Iowa versus Michigan game, that was the refs. That was terrible.
Like, literally, Joshua Jefferson shot like 1 for 13. Like, I've never seen a player play that bad.
And they have him as a winner award player of the year?
He's supposed to be their best player. I think Taman's better than him. Like, Taman brings more to the team than Joshua Jefferson
does. I agree.
At this point in time. Like, if you're shooting 1 for 13, like, I mean, that's just like Kobe. Like, you're just chucking up shots.
Sturts had a worse game last night, and he finished with 20 points. But yeah, what play, did you go to the Arizona State Kansas game?
No.
That was in what part of Tempe? How far is Tempe from where you were at?
I have no idea.
Did you go through Phoenix at all?
No, Phoenix is up still.
It is?
You said where? Tempe?
Yeah, Tempe to Tucson, wherever you were at.
Tempe to Tucson is about, it says it would take me like 2 hours to get there.
Okay.
Because Tucson is like, I mean, Tempe is like to the right of Phoenix.
Okay.
So
how far is it from Tempe or Tucson to Phoenix?
About like the same, like probably like an hour and a half.
So who won the game?
Arizona by a lot.
They did.
It was just Iowa State was keeping in it, and they were playing defense. I just couldn't play offense. They
so
had
who'd you
no
want
offense
to win?
At all. I mean, it didn't really matter to me. I just wanted a good game.
Yeah,
I really don't care who won. I just wanted to be a close game, and
See, you hear that, Iowa State fans?
Like,
he's going to Iowa State next year, and he wanted a good game when he went to the Arizona State versus Iowa State game. My man, great job, Jay.
But like, Milan, like if you're the best 3-point shooter in the world, freaking like technically, because he shoots the best 3-point shooters and he makes the most, why are you only shooting 5 threes in a game? Like, they were doubling him. They played defense against him. Like, they drew it up against him. But it's just like, I don't care if you're getting doubled. Just like you're taller than him. He shoots like Larry Bird too. He shoots up here. So it's like, just shoot over him. Like,
good players find a way to get themselves in foul.
He only had like 5 points. He only made 1 3. Like.
I'm not trying to be biased here. I think Sturts is a better player than him.
Yeah.
Like, Bennett Sturts was off from three last night.
Like, Bennett Sturts can actually make plays as well. Milan's mainly only a shooter. Like, he can't play make.
Yeah. And Bennett Sturts is a Division II player. He's been doubted his whole life. And Bennett Sturts, he may not have shot well from three last night. But guess what? He found ways to get to the basket. He found ways to get to the foul line. And that's where he got most of his points this season, Jaden. He gets most of his points from the free throw line and layups. And, you know, Sturts isn't the flashiest player, right? He's not the flashiest, but he gets points when he needs to.
Yeah.
And good players find ways to get points in crucial situations.
Like, he's just letting them double team, letting them, like, they didn't even need a double anymore because he didn't want the ball anymore.
Yeah,
he was just sitting in the corner.
Yeah, if he doesn't want the ball, like...
He's shooting 53% from three, and he's just over here sitting in the corner. waiting.
That's all bro does.
He's like this. He's waiting for the ball. Like, go move, make a screen, like, or something. Yeah,
basket.
Do something.
Like, Sturts actually, like, cuts. You see them pass the ball to Sturts. I'm not trying to make this about Bennett Sturts, but you see them trying to... He cuts to the basket all the time. I feel like every single time...
Yeah, he actually moves around.
Yeah, he, like...
It's like Curry. Like, you know, like, they run screens for him. He runs around the court, like, so much. Like, he's so active. And if you're just sitting there, it's never going to, like, the play's never going to happen for you, you know?
Yeah, for sure. You know, you see Sturts cutting to the basket all the time, right? And just doing really well. And
but Joshua Jefferson, actually, he shot two for 17.
From the
field, 2 for 17.
And they called him a Wooden Award Player of the Year? Come on, man.
He couldn't even make a layup. Like, he's over here. I mean,
He's over here.
Regardless, he was getting hacked, but like they were calling that on the other side. Like they were calling that for Arizona, but not for him. But it's like he was trying to play to the whistle. You have to play through the whistle.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's not you. The refs aren't always going to be there for you. The refs aren't always going to make the right call. So you have to play through the whistle.
But
like he was trying to draw the whistle, but you need to play through the whistle and trying to get the and one. Like he was just chucking it up off the backboard.
I really feel like Sturz does a good job at that.
Yeah.
You know, fading away to the basket. You know, get, but also at the same time, the ref has got to call that play, right?
Yeah.
If you're gonna like drive if it's basket and try to get fouled,
if it's
have
a foul,
trust
it's a foul.
Ref.
Because they were calling it for Arizona. Like,
yeah.
I like it when like refs are consistent with the calls. Like, if they're not gonna call that all game, don't call it on either side. Or if you're gonna call it on both sides. But you can't call it on one side and then not the other side. So like,
exactly.
I get his frustration and trying to throw it up, but it's like you're an away team right now, and they're probably not gonna be on your side. So
yeah, like I'm not saying you need to get every call right, but I'm saying be consistent. If you're gonna call a charge for Michigan, call it for Iowa, right? And you know,
I just feel like Taman was the only one that wanted to play and win the game.
And if you only have one player that wants to be there, you're not going to win. You're just not.
And he twisted his ankle really bad, but then he still came back in the game and tried to play it off.
So
like,
here's what I want to know, Jaden. How many states did you go through on your way?
I
saw Oklahoma. You showed me Oklahoma. Guyman, Oklahoma. You stayed there.
So we started. We went through Missouri.
What part?
And then we went through through Kansas City. And then through there, we went through Kansas.
Lawrence, yeah, you told me you went to... Is that on your way back or you're on your way there?
On the way back.
Okay.
So we went through Kansas City, and then through there, we went through Wichita.
Okay.
And then we hit Guyman.
Mm-hmm. Oklahoma.
So, yeah, that through the tip of Oklahoma. We went through Liberal. That's where Dorothy's house is there.
Did you go through... How far is Oklahoma City from where you were at?
Too far. Oklahoma City's like the middle of Oklahoma. We went through like the tip of it.
Like Norman, Oklahoma? Did you go through
Norman?
There?
Norman? No. Or, I don't... No. Norman's below Oklahoma City.
Oh, okay.
So then we went through the tip of Oklahoma, and then we went through like the top little rectangle square of Texas, like Amarillo.
Okay, Brandon House and the Amarillo Assassin.
We went through Dalhart. And then,
is that in Texas?
Yeah. And then through there, we hit New Mexico. We went through Tucumcari. That place was like ghetto. It was so bad. Like,
the ghetto.
And then we hit Albuquerque.
Okay, nice.
Albuquerque stuff. We saw the Breaking Bad house and all that.
Oh, it's
Walter
filmed
White's
there?
House. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's where the houses are.
Oh, that's really cool.
So we saw like Walter White's house, like the chicken place.
Which, I don't watch Breaking Bad,
yeah.
So I can't tell you.
Los Hermanos. Like, it was really, really cool for like people that watch Breaking Bad. And then there was like a Breaking Bad store, like official store. Like, it was just a random guy that like all of a sudden wanted to, like, he was a really big fan. So he made this store with all the souvenirs and stuff. And he's met like everyone on the cast.
Nice.
So
that's really cool.
Yeah. And then through Albuquerque, we finished in, like, I think we went through Las Cruces and then took that all the way to Tucson.
How far is Las Cruces to Albuquerque?
Las Cruces to Albuquerque?
Yeah.
Because
isn't Albuquerque, like, by Texas, I believe?
Albuquerque's, like, hold on. So Las Cruces to Albuquerque's, like, 3 hours.
Dang, that's a long
Albuquerque's, time. Like, in the almost in the middle but to the left of New Mexico.
Okay.
So, like... And we went through Santa Fe, I think, as well.
Okay, yeah. But what were some of the most fun things? So you went to the Iowa State game.
Yeah.
You said you were there for just a day.
Yeah. We hit Tucson.
So all you did there during the day was just go to the Iowa State basketball game, and that was it?
I looked around a little bit. So we hit Tucson on Sunday night, so the first. And then we made dinner and everything, then we went to bed. And then we woke up on the second. We went to the Tucson Mall. Walked around a little bit, found some things, found some goodies. Then after that, I went to Gates Pass. You know that thing that I was showing you? Like that that scenic view place?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I went there until the sunset. And then I had to rush back to go to the parking garage to park and then go to the game. And then after that, we went to In-N-Out. We went to Waffle House for breakfast. Waffle House is really good.
Nice.
And then we woke up on the third and then started our road trip back.
So, Jaden, did you see the Northwest girls basketball score?
Yeah.
Dude, what a game.
They got to play Johnson for the championship?
Dude, I think they can beat Johnson. I really do. You going to go to the game tonight?
I'll see.
You should go. Me and my family are going to go.
Where are you sitting at?
Well, we haven't even bought tickets yet, but my parents said that, or my dad said if I wanted to go, he'll take me. And my younger brother's going because obviously he goes to Northwest and it's a championship game. But
we also went to go see the Chiefs Stadium as well.
Arrowhead? Yeah, I've been. So, you know, my grandparents, so they live right next to a retired Chiefs equipment manager. So he used to be their equipment manager, and he gave them like my dad and my dad's friend and his sister and my grandparents, they all went on a tour, and they got to go like inside the locker room, and they got to go on the field, which is kind of really cool. Cause the guy that I was talking to you about, my grandparents' neighbor, he has a Super Bowl ring, and I've actually got to see a Super Bowl ring before, Jaden, which is kind of cool. Not many kids get to say that they get to see a Super Bowl ring, because he showed it to me. Because he was he's like a retired equipment manager, but he's
so all the staff gets a ring.
Well, he was retired. So the one when they beat the 49ers and they threw that to Mecole Hardman.
Oh, okay.
But I think he's like he still like works in there, but he's like retired equipment manager. But yeah, they got to go on a tour because he obviously knows people in there. He gave him a tour, and it was really cool. I actually was at home watching the Iowa-Nebraska game when they gave that tour because I didn't want to miss it. Thankfully, Iowa won, because if they would have came home, I would have been really mad. But yeah, I already went on a tour this summer for the Chiefs. I got to go in, like, I can show you pictures, actually. I have it on Instagram right here.
Yeah, so, yeah, that one post.
Yeah, I can just show it to you real quick again. And look at this. That's right next to Mahomes' locker. I got to see these. Mahomes'
trophies,
jersey. It's like that. This is like, so they were voting that for the World Cup, because World Cup's coming there.
Yeah.
When does the World Cup
start?
I believe this summer. They're having it in Arrowhead.
Did you see the MLB, like the World Cup Classic? They were playing it. The USA was playing against like the Rockies. Like they were playing against.
They're
like,
not gonna lose.
I'm saying
they like, have.
If they
don't need Ohtani.
If they lose, it's
It'd
literally
be like
a
Canada and hockey.
Yeah.
Like, bro, we.
They have, like, the best of the best.
Aaron Judge,
players.
PCA, Bryce Harper. He's kind of getting older, though.
And they have Tarek Skubal, too.
He's American?
Yeah.
Oh, we're not losing.
I think. No. I saw him wearing a USA jersey.
Who else do we have? We have PCA, Aaron Judge, Alex Bregman, who I saw hit a... Actually, you know what's crazy? So he hit a home run with the Cubs, and the next day, he had to go to the World Baseball Classic, which is kind of cool.
I think we got Kyle Riley, that catcher.
Yeah, we're not losing. We are
Kyle
not
Schwarber,
losing.
Kyle Schwarber, PCA, Bobby Witt, Byron Buxton... Gunnar Henderson, Bryce Harper, Paul Skeens. Like, it's just literally
it's
just
a
an
dream team.
This is literally like an all-star roster.
We don't need Shohei Ohtani. We don't. I mean, that's all Japan is just him. Like,
I don't even know. Like, how did they beat us last time? Like,
who?
It's Japan. Like,
they had
I don't,
Shohei Ohtani doing everything.
They had, like, you know, the other pitcher that's on the Dodgers?
Oh, Yamamoto?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they had him, too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's just like, I mean, like, Shohei just like took over, like he had takeover.
I mean, he's best
and
player
I don't
in
think
world.
I don't think USA were connected yet. Like they didn't have that teamwork yet. But I'm feeling the chemistry.
Jaden, you know what's in 7 days for me? My birthday.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Where you going? You're going to Florida.
Yeah, but so my younger brother is actually gonna. So he's going down to Orlando with his friend, and then we're gonna go pick him up. I think he's gonna stay in Orlando for a couple days, and then me, my mom, and my dad are gonna go pick him up. I don't know what day this is, and then he's going to come down to Fort Myers with my grandma and grandpa. I've actually, Jaden, have you been to Orlando, Florida before?
Yeah.
It's really nice. Cause, so me and my brother, this was 2018. I was in fifth grade. This is March of 2018 when we went down to Florida. We drove to Disney. What is it, Disney World, Disneyland? I can't remember which one.
One of them.
It's one of them. We went down there, and it was just... I got scared, so I like held on to my grandma's hand like on the ride, because I don't like scary rides like that. And it's like one of these rides where it goes like up and it goes like straight down.
Yeah.
It was that. You ever been on that ride before?
I want to.
Yeah, so I went out with my grandma, dude. I was terrified, man. Like, I'm not a type of guy that likes roller coasters, but man, I was like, my grandma made me go on. She's like, all right, Ben, if you go on this, you know, you're going to have a good time. And I closed my eyes when I go on roller coasters because I don't like to see anything. You know what I mean? Because you see those, you know, like at the end, like when you get those pictures, my eyes are closed the whole entire time. And I don't mind that.
So like the first time I ever went on a roller coaster, it was SeaWorld in Orlando.
Okay.
So we went on like it was like a crazy ride. It was like taking us up, down, like spiraling.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And then the camera was at the end and I missed the camera. So then we had to ride it again. We stood in line again and I knew where the camera was this time. And I like pointed at it. I was like, I gave it some aura. I pointed at it. And we kept that picture like we bought it.
So there was this ride at Six Flags where my cousins live and in Chicago. So we went there with them. And I remember my aunt one time, she told me, she was like, all right, Ben. She kind of made me go on this ride. It's called the Batman, like where you're like, you know what I'm talking about at Six Flags? She made me go on it. And, dude, it went up and down. And I kept my eyes closed the whole entire time. Like, dude, I did not like it, but... I went, you know what I mean, Jaden? Like, I'm one of those people that doesn't like to go on the roller coasters. I go upside down. It's just who I am, right? I'm just not because my younger cousin this year, we went on a ride, and it was one that went like upside down, and she's 10 years old, so I'm 9 years older than she is, and she's like, Ben, you got to come on with me. And I'm like, I'm not going to say her name, but I'm not going on with you. I'm sorry. That's just not who I am. You can go on the ride by yourself. I'm just not that type of person. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like if a roller coaster goes up and straight down, I'll go on it. But like, I don't like the ones that go like loop-de-loops. Or like loop-de-loop,
upside down all the way around.
Yeah, that's just not who I am. But so Jaden, are you staying here for spring break? Or are you doing anything?
I'm thinking I'm either staying here or I might go to the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City.
Okay, I have a story about that. So this is 2020. This is 2020. My dad. So you know, it's right around my birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is before my grandparents lived there. We had great seats to the Big 12 tournament. This is when Kansas was playing. This is the year where Kansas went, I believe, 28-3, only had three losses. This is like with Azubuki and Dotson and all those guys, right? So my dad had great tickets. It was like right. I think it was like right down below on the court. You could see us on TV if the game would have happened, and. Unfortunately, Jaden, they didn't have the game. And I was very mad because this is for my birthday, right? And my dad had tremendous tickets, right? And, dude, like, I firmly believe that Kansas team would have won that championship. I really do believe that. I mean, Azubuki, Christian Brown was on that team. That's crazy. Jalen Wilson was a freshman on that team. And I'm disappointed that I've actually been in the Big 12 tournament against, Iowa played against Utah State last year. At the you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, they have those games. I went there, and it's a nice arena. It's really big. I don't think it's bigger than the Wells Fargo Arena, or sorry, I keep calling it that. Casey Center. I'm used to it, but I graduated there when it was Wells Fargo Arena still, so I'm kind of getting in the groove of calling it Casey Center. But yeah, the Casey Center. I don't know if it's bigger than that, but it's a nice arena, Jane. If you go, it's really nice, and it's right. It's not by Arrowhead. Arrowhead's kind of out there more.
Yeah, I looked up. It's like
Arrowhead's kind of.
You said it's T-Mobile Center they're playing.
Yeah, it used to be called Sprint Center. It's like it's a really nice arena.
T-Mobile. Like, I was trying to find a hotel, but like they're all of them up the price because obviously Big 12 tournament's coming in and everything.
Did you see the court for it?
Yeah,
it's so bad. It's, like, what is going on? These Big 12 people need to get their act together, man. Like, I mean, it seems like they change the court logo every year, right? And it's just like. I don't know,
like,
man.
Arrowhead's a little more like right and down from.
Yeah, Arrowhead's not
downtown. It's like
an
Independence.
Yeah, because I've been to Arrowhead. So I actually went to Arrowhead when KU played against Colorado. That was when Travis Hunter just best player I've ever seen play. I mean, I've been to a lot of football games, mainly Iowa, but best player I've ever seen play. I think he's the next coming of Deion Sanders, but yeah, man, it's Arrowhead's nice, and coincidentally enough, it shares a parking lot with what is called Kauffman Stadium. I've been there too. Great, great stadium. And Arrowhead's kind of, it's not in the city. It's kind of like more out in like the, how do I say it? Like, it's just,
it's like on the outer skirts.
Yeah, it's not in the city. Yeah. Whereas like Chicago, the Bears, they have their, obviously, Soldier Field in the city.
Smack dab right there.
Yeah, like you can see the buildings out front from the stadium. You don't have that with Arrowhead, right?
Or like in Tucson, like the Arizona campus is like right there.
Is it a nice campus?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
So, Jaden, we got to talk about our intramural Y basketball. What were your experiences on that? I had an amazing time. We were getting into it.
It was great. Like, we were the whole student section there.
There were a couple other people.
I was getting
there.
Hyped. There were some people like on the court side right there cheering and everything. But like, we were the real student section right there.
Yeah, we were. We were. We were taking pictures and we were.
Taking pictures, taking videos, and getting hype.
Come on, 13 seconds. 13 seconds, guys.
Let's go.
Defense.
Shout out coach
Braylon Taylor got in the game, hit a three, and we were going crazy.
That boy like faded away too. He hit it. Woof.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
We were going crazy, bro. Shout out coach was getting buckets. I know he just had one three. He did shoot an air ball at the end.
Yeah, he did shoot an air ball.
But he did get points. He told himself he was not going to get into the game today. So that's an improvement, right? He got into the game, and we interviewed Max, who was lucky enough to let me interview him. And great guy. Max had a great game. I told him before the game, Jaden, I told him he has to go off and he has to hit threes, and he did that.
Yeah, he was going crazy.
He was hooping.
Like Dirk type.
And we got an interview with him. Shout out Max. Great guy. And Jaden, I will be back there today. You got to come to the Casey Center tonight for Northwest versus Johnston. Dude, girls basketball's already done already. I mean, I remember when it was starting, man. And I watched. So Jaden, I had stuff going on, but I luckily I got home in time for halftime yesterday. Romy Korat's a baller. Vana Bilic is a baller. Sadie McCann is a baller. And you know the thing about those players is, minus Vana Bilic, they're all young. Romy Korat's a junior. Logan Volch's a junior. Sadie McCann's a sophomore in my brother's grade. Who else? Cassie Danberg is a great player. They're well coached too. Sam Powell was a great coach. You know, he led Des Moines East to a state title. Jaden, let me say that one more time. Des Moines East to a state title in girls basketball. Sam Powell knows what he's doing, right? He's been at the highest level before. He was out of coaching for a little bit, and it's cool to see, right? And Sam's a great coach, and they have tremendous players on their team. And Jaden, this is my second time being at the Casey Center in a week. Like, second time. This time I will not be courtside, but I will be there cheering out for my Wolves, baby. Who do you think will win this game? Be honest with me.
Johnson. I think Northwest might have like a chance, but it's just like Johnson's like unstoppable.
I'm not mad at that pick. I'm really not. You know, we've seen Johnson, Jenica Lewis, Ari Phillips, Daya Phillips, Amani Jenkins. I don't know if she's still on the team, but I'm not mad at that pick, Jaden. I can see where you're coming from. I know that I've made you pick Northwest all this year. It's good for you to pick Johnson, right? But Jaden, you know who I'm picking tonight? My Northwest Wolves. All right, Johnson, they have a 70-game winning streak on the line. Guess what, Jaden? That's going to be snapped tonight. As my Milwaukee Northwest Wolves are going to make history, we're going to win another. Jaden, we've won every single girls' title except for girls' basketball. And you know what? That's going to happen tonight. We're going to win a title in girls' basketball.
Is this their first time like in the title game?
Yes, yes. But Jaden, we're going to win this game tonight. Northwest, we're going to take care of business. And I think it's going to be close. Obviously, Johnson's a great team. I'm not getting away from that. Do you know something about Johnson's coach? So he actually used to coach at, or not coach, he used to be a teacher at my, so Prairie View, where 8th and 9th go, where they used to go. He was a teacher that he taught social studies. Isn't that kind of cool? And cool. So I was watching, this is when we were still Waukee. I was watching the Waukee versus Johnson girls basketball game. This is 2021. And I looked at the Johnson coach. I was like, is that Jillick? Like, I didn't have him for a teacher, but I knew who he was. I was like, is that Chad Jillick? And I was like, it is him. And then they said it is him. I was like, that's kind of cool that he, you know, he teaches in Waukee. I don't know if he still does teach in Waukee, but he coaches at Johnson, which I think is really cool. And so, yeah, Jaden, I'm taking my Waukee Northwest Wolves. We're going to upset the Johnson Dragons. I want every single Wolves fan to be there. I want you to be loud. I want you to cheer on our Wolves. Because guess what, Jaden? The 70-game win streak by Johnson is going to be snapped tonight. Not in my house. We're going to win this game tonight. We're going to take care of business. We're going to win this game. I feel very confident about us winning this game. And we're going to win this game. I think we win this game by 5 points. It's going to come down to free throws. Romy Kuroa, in my opinion, is going to hit them. We're going to win this game.
Is it going to be regular time or overtime?
My mom asked me that question the other day because we were watching it both. And I said regular time. Jaden, I can see this game going overtime. I mean, I really can. Do you think it will go to overtime?
I think it will be finished in regular time.
I do, too. I think Northwest will take care of business. I wouldn't be shocked if it go to overtime because just how good both teams are. But Johnson is 9-0 against Northwest all the time and goes basketball. Jaden, that's going to be 9-1 tonight. Johnson may beat us 9 times out of 10, but the one time we beat him is going to be tonight in the state championship game. We're going to beat him, Jaden. If you go, hopefully I can sit by you. It's going to be electric. I expect every single Northwest fan should be at this game. Come out, support our girls basketball team. They're doing good things. They're well coached. They have, you know, they're just a great team. Jaden, I will be there. I will be there watching my Wolves get a well hard fought victory against the Johnson Dragons. I don't hate Johnson. I really don't. They're one of the teams in the same amount that I do not hate. I like Johnson. I'll cheer for them when they don't play Northwest, but tonight they're going to lose. I can see why you picked Johnston. I'm kind of glad you didn't pick Northwest because it's kind of good because I feel like I kind of make you, you know, pick Northwest all the time. But yeah, Jaden, I'm glad that you had a good time in Arizona, right? It's I've seen pictures on your Instagram or on your story. You know, every day
it was really cool.
It was cool. That was cool. And
I gotta post my vlog. I made like it's gonna be like a really long vlog. Yeah. It's gonna be I vlog like everything we did. It was so cool.
But Jaden, I hopefully that you and your friend, what's his name?
Logan.
Logan had a great time.
Shout out Logan,
by the way. Did he go here? Or?
Nah. He used to. He's taking like a gap year. He wants to be an engineer.
Okay, nice. Logan, I hope that you That you and Jaden had a tremendous time in Arizona, and I hope that you, whatever you do for your career, hopefully that you do the best.
He wants to be like an engineer for like 20 years, I think he said, like, build up the bread, and then he wants to go into, like, animal something, like a vet or something, like, help animals.
So, like I was just saying, the Bears, they released Tremaine Edmonds, and real quick, what are your thoughts on the DJ Moore trade before we get out of here?
They could have got way more. They got a second-round pick for him, and they had to trade them a fourth-round pick.
Yeah.
Fourth-round pick and DJ Moore.
That's like, not Max Crosby. No. I was looking for Max Crosby.
And now the Bills are like, Josh Allen finally got his wide receiver.
He's had so many receivers. Yeah. I mean, how many more receivers does he need?
He had Stephon Diggs.
More
he had
excuses.
Coleman. What's the other name?
Coleman, Stephon Diggs.
Shakir.
Dalton Kincaid. Well, he's a tight end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dawson Knox. Like,
and now he has DJ Moore, too.
Like, I mean, how many receivers does the guy need?
And he has James Cook in the backfield.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's running out of excuses. Yo, man, I'm trying to get a Super Bowl. Yeah, maybe just come here and try to win me one. But, Jaden, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad that you had a great trip, man. It's cool. Go Wolves, baby. We're going to win tonight against Johnston. Hopefully that the Waukee Northwest Bulls. You know who they play against next, real quick?
Who?
They play Johnston.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? You know who's in the same bracket?
They could have played Roosevelt right there.
You know who's in the same bracket as us?
Waukee.
They did that on purpose. I guarantee you they did it on purpose so that we can play Waukee because that's what they want. They want Waukee Northwest to play again. Jaden, Northwest is going to beat Johnston in boys basketball. Come on now. We're not losing. We're not losing to Johnston. If we play Waukee again, we're winning again. We're winning this whole thing, Jaden. We are. We lost to Cedar Falls in the regular season, but we're going to beat them this time. And thank you so much for coming on, Jaden. I appreciate it. I'm glad that you had a great time in Arizona. That's all I got for us today.
Did you see that Jason Tatum's coming back this season? Jason Tatum, he's back.
Yeah, I did see that real quick.
He's almost, I think he's either going to play this game or the next game. It's crazy.
Jaden, we got our brand new issue out. Hopefully that take a look at it.
Shout out the new issue, man.
Yeah, it's
look
great.
Take a look at the cover.
For D-Max Studio, take one. You know, we got great work going here. We got a lot of great people that are putting together a lot of great stories and are, you know, sharing their ideas with you guys. So I hope.
Shout out Bryce too. I saw him cut down the nets because the Arizona won regular season Big 12 title.
Congrats to them.
Shout out Bryce Maximus, man.
Oh, he
cut down the nets.
Oh, he did.
Yeah,
even though
he got his chance.
That's cool. But thank you so much, Jaden, for coming on. And if you go to a Northwest game, we will have a great time. I know we'll be rocking there. I can't wait to see all the Northwest fans. They're the best fans out there in the CIML. And go Wolves, baby. And if you want to follow us, go to CampusChronicleNews.com, Instagram, TikTok, and X at DMAC Chronicle. Go to us on iTunes or Spotify, the Campus Chronicle podcast. If you want to join me and Jaden on this podcast, come to Building 5, Room 1136. Right when you walk in, it says the Campus Chronicle on the door. Come on in. We would love to have you. And Jaden, just another great episode. And we'll talk on Monday. Hopefully, cross our fingers that the Wolves come out with the victory. It will be a good recap. And we'll get to Iowa men's basketball and Iowa women on Monday and all that stuff. But thank you so much, Jaden. Until next time.
Till next time.